Volume up.
I'm going.
Mic 4 on.
I understand. Hello?
Is this working?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I think it's working.
I think we got it.
Hey, guys.
Yo, what up?
This is So Fresh, So Fine with C139. I'm Vitamin G.
And I'm Real Deal.
And as always, we're having trouble with the soundboard.
It's lit. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay, so as you may have seen from our hype post,
low on the likes today.
Yeah, low on the likes.
We were late
to post. It was a Sunday, homecoming weekend. Everyone was doing things.
Yep.
Out to dinner with the parents.
I had stuff to do.
Nice. We all got commitments.
Yeah.
So our theme for today is we took a trip to CVS.
Yeah.
Late tonight. And we got things. I went in.
We bought stuff.
I was planning on only getting deodorant. Spent $25.
I was planning to get pencils. I spent $38.
So, we're going to
I said $35 on Facebook. I lied. But now you know the truth.
Yeah.
It's $38.
I'd say that's better. Like, more interesting.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, I am more broke because of it.
Yeah.
So, not necessarily better. Better in different perspectives.
Yeah, I agree. So, all the songs we play are going to be
starting with a C or V or an S. In order. Just to have fun.
So, there are going to be some good ones.
We're going to explore the alphabet and our receipts.
Oh, yeah.
On tonight's show.
And my computer's frozen.
let's have some technical difficulties.
So, Emily, what'd you have to get again?
I did pencils, and the type of pencils I want, you might ask. You're probably asking. The ones that everyone hates.
Oh, okay.
The yellow ones.
It's working. You can shut up now.
Okay.
So this is a new song. You've probably never heard
it
before.
It's really underground.
Really low-key. It's by these, like, underground artists called the Chainsmokers.
You've probably never heard of them.
You've heard it here first, folks. Closer by the Chainsmokers.
Hit the track.
Oh, crap.
Crud. Hit the track.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So, baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. We ain't ever getting older. We ain't ever getting older.
As good as the day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart.
Corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder.
Yo, what up?
And we're back. So we just like to give out a shout out to the fans listening.
Is my mic on?
Yeah. No, it's not. Her mic's on now. Okay.
Perfect.
So yeah, we'd like to give a shout out to the fans listening. Eric Rosenbaum. Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening, Eric.
And
Charlie Fisher.
Oh, great, great fans. All two of them.
Longtime fan, longtime listener.
Where are you going with that?
I had no purpose there.
All right. So, Emily, we're going to get into what you got first.
Oh.
At CVS. Why don't you break out that receipt?
I actually brought my receipt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh man, I don't know how to answer the phone.
Wait, okay, it says it. No, the frame thing okay. On the thing. Okay.
If you're listening and calling, just
hold on. Phone one.
Okay. Yeah, you press that.
Hello. Okay. Hi, John.
Wait, you should put him on air. John? No, put his volume up. Volume up, John.
Hello?
No, it's not working.
Hey, I think you're on air, John.
You're on air.
Yeah, I'm on air right now?
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Okay, well, I just want to tell everyone something.
You can't curse.
I have a chem test Tuesday and a wedgie right now.
That's huge.
We love to hear it.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, John.
By the way, also, can you play a song for me?
Does it start with a C, V, or an S?
C.
Perfect.
What does it start with? What is it?
Call Me Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Definitely.
Next C.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, girl. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So getting back to the segment. I brought my receipt.
That's
the
huge.
Crinkle, my receipt. So I went in getting the pencils. And those pencils cost $3.96. And that was great.
Huge.
And then I got a lot more. So then I got mascara, an eye brow pencil. I got the mascara was CoverGirl. And then I got a NYX eyebrow pencil. And then I got a nail polish. Oh, we have another caller.
Oh, my God. I can't do this. Okay. You keep going.
If you're
I'm
going
to preview
us,
this call.
Can you text us first so we can
Hello?
Be prepared?
Hello? Wait.
No. Do the thing again.
Oh.
No, you have to press two
Hello?
Buttons.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, anyway, so...
Okay, well...
I got those cookies, the Milano cookies, milk chocolate, of course.
I love those.
I was pondering the dark chocolate. You know, it was a really big conversation I had with myself, so I'm not going to go too deep into it, but I did end up getting the milk chocolate, so that I'm excited for that. We got another caller.
Well, I can't do this. I'm sorry, caller.
Maybe we'll switch the board and figure out... wait, press hold that down. Read the thing. What does it tell you?
I don't care. Hello? Hey. Hello? Hi.
Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Wait, what just happened?
Hi.
Okay, anyway, so... After...
Oh, wait, is this Brian Honecke? Oh.
Brian, you're on air!
You're on air, Brian Honecke.
Oh my gosh, I've been trying all night. This is my dream come true. I can't believe I'm talking
long-time listener, long-time fan, first-time caller. Welcome, Brian.
I'm a first-time caller, and it's not under the best circumstances. I did just spend close to 13 hours in Tish today.
Oh, wow.
You got a round of applause.
Thank you. I do deserve a round of applause. I'm not going to lie, ladies. I haven't been listening to the show tonight.
That's okay.
I have no idea what I should be talking about.
Brian, what did you recently get at CVS?
Oh, I recently got a birthday card for my father. And
oh, happy birthday.
CVS.
Oh,
that's huge.
Love to hear it. So,
yeah, his birthday's Tuesday. Shout out to
Happy birthday, Mr. Honecke.
48 years old.
Wow, so young.
So young.
Yeah, it's a big one. Almost halfway to the big
5-0.
Yeah. So yeah, I went to CVS a few days ago. I got cash back.
Oh, huge. How
that
much?
Was pretty fun. I think 20 to 40 bucks.
Wow. Big
cash back? Whoa. Wow.
I was almost gonna get some cash back and then I was like, nah, I'm too broke for that.
Yeah.
But, like, no, tips and tricks for CVS. You got to get the cash back because then you avoid the $3 service charge at the ATM.
Well, see, I do have a Bank of America card, so I can go to the campus center and not get a charge.
So can I.
Oh, well, for those of us less...
Sorry, you're a lesser human being.
What are you? Probably got a Santander bank account, don't you, Brian?
At Robert Toscano.
Santander at CVS. So no. I have TD Bank.
Oh. You know, they got rid of the change counter machine, so I literally closed my bank account there because that's the only reason why I kept money in it.
I absolutely do not blame you one bit. It's a horrible, horrible bank.
Horrible
and I
bank.
May lose my sponsorship with them for saying this, but it's okay.
All right.
Well, it's been real. Ladies.
It's been real. Awesome. Thanks for calling.
I'm loving the callers.
Loving the callers. Really getting...
You're welcome. Keep it up, ladies.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. So
that, yeah,
yeah,
that's
okay,
huge.
So continuing on my receipt, because I know you guys, I left on
we
a hook.
We should wrap it up, but...
So then I got one Sharp Writer. I don't know what that is. Oh, no, that's the pencil. Sorry.
Jesus, that's the main thing.
That was $4.39. And then I decided to get splurge a little. Got a 6-pack of S. Pellegrino. Grapefruit, of course.
Ooh, nice.
It's just grapefruit. If you get that reference, congratulations. So yeah, in total, I did use my CVS card, so I got a discount. So my total was $38.32. So that was my trip to CVS. That was my haul. I think I did pretty well.
Yeah, that's huge. You're just living the life.
Yeah, I'm living
Some
large.
May say you're viva la vida-ing.
Whoa.
Oh, did
what
I just...
transition.
Did I just transition us into our next song?
I guess you did.
Maybe, folks.
So, hit the track.
I think I will.
Caesar rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own. I used to roll the dice. Feel the fear in my enemy's eyes. Listen, it's the
That was when I ruled the world.
Oh, we should do a...
The mic's on.
Sorry.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We're back. That was Viva La Vida by
Did
Coldplay.
You miss us?
Another new song introduced by us.
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have some faith, Emily. All right, so we're going to do a PSA.
Oh, I have not picked one yet.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. We got
okay.
one.
Okay, let's hear it. We have to read one of these every episode.
We're going to have to do another one, too, because we are in donations week. So
okay, yeah. So.
So let's talk about ladder safety.
Oh,
there's
so
something
important.
Very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do it yourself project. Do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I like how after two semesters, you still can't say WMFO.
I still can't say WMFO. Oh, I got it. Ooh, someone's calling.
Oh, nice. But just a quick... side note, my dad fell off a ladder, so that PSA really hits home. My family's stupid, so keep talking while I talk to this radio person.
Well, I already talked about my receipt, so
Hello?
Wait, it didn't. Okay,
sure.
I'm just gonna.
What are you gonna say?
So anyway, ladder safety is really important because you could hurt yourself, and you know what else can hurt you? Stairs. Stairs have gotten me a lot of times. Every time I leave my dad for an extended period, he
okay.
warns me about the stairs.
Just stay here.
Okay.
Well? Okay. We have a caller. This is Jacob.
Jacob, you're
Hi.
On air.
It's me.
Hi, Jacob.
If you say something dumb, we're gonna hang up.
Okay. I just want you guys to know that currently at a Taco Bell, and I have my genetics textbook in the back, and I'm learning about epistasis. While getting a cheesy gordita crunch.
Okay, bye, Jacob.
And thank you, Jacob. Bye. Okay, love our fans.
Okay, so anyway, about the stairs. My dad always tells me, he says, watch those stairs, Emily. They get you. So, along with ladder safety, be safe on the stairs.
So I'm getting a lot of hate from the fans tonight from saying, that's huge. And I just want to let you know.
That's huge.
That's huge. I need to get into what I got at CVS.
Yeah.
So I went in to get some deodorant because I need deodorant both for my room and for at the locker room.
For the fans, what
after
kind of
practice.
Deodorant do we both use?
Oh, Old Spice Fiji. Why? Because it smells like sunshine, palm trees, and freedom. It
smells like love.
So I went in just to get my Old Spice Fiji men's deodorant, of course, and I go in there and I'm like, you know what? My friend's going through a rough time. We're going to get her two bars of Lindt chocolate because I only spend the best for my friends. And then I saw a slightly nicer fair trade version of dark chocolate that had toffee and salt. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get that for myself. And then we saw candy corn, and I love candy corn.
You
and
don't understand how much she loves candy corn.
And it's candy corn season. So I put one bag in my cart that is just me carrying a bunch of candy.
But wait, there's more.
They were buy one, get one half percent, like 50% off with your CVS
CVS
care card. That was a spot by Machiavello. So thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Bella. You're a star.
But sadly, when I put in my CVS care card, I did not get the 50% off. But
you could have put mine in.
No, it was a malfunction. Like, oh. I put in my care card, which is a valid care card. But it was worth it. I also got a little Vaseline lip balm because it's like the little cutest thing ever.
Baby Vass.
Love it. Gotta keep the lips soft. But and that was it. Yeah, so
what was the total? I want exact numbers.
I think the chocolate was discounted, which I didn't know about. So it was 28, but with the discounts, and I do think I actually got the numbers right on this one. It was $24.48. So we did round up, but you rounded down. So I feel like
it
adds up. So with absolutely no segue into this next song, we're going to play Sexual by Naked.
Okay, hit the track. You have to turn off rope mics.
Yeah. Okay.
You got that thing that I've been looking for. Been running around for so long. Now I got you, I won't let you go. You got that thing that I've been looking for. And you got a heart full of gold. And that's really turning me on. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are everything that I dreamed of. Now I can paint a picture. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are making my life much greener. Yeah, yes. Just say so we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual. So we should be sexual. You got something that I ain't seen before. You've opened a million doors. All I can say is I adore you. You got something that I ain't seen before. Hold me, cause baby, I'm yours. Oh, I can't wait until we get home. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are making my life much greener. So I wanna say, yeah. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual.
So, yeah.
So that was our haul.
And we're going to go back soon.
For more, because what did we forget?
I need to get potassium supplements.
You know, I thought we had another thing and I can't remember what we had to get. What is happening?
I don't know.
There's literally a ghost.
Sorry. Did anyone else just hear that?
Okay, you need to.
I'm freaking out. Oh my god, Emily, I'm so scared. Oh my god.
Literally.
Oh my god. Hello. Hello. Hey, I don't know who you are, but you're on air.
Hello?
Charlie.
Charlie! Charlie! There's literally a ghost in the studio.
You guys, is everything all right?
No.
Unclear.
There was this weird...
Did you get that?
There was this weird noise in our headphones.
It was so freaky.
It was the scariest thing.
I might throw up.
I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen the movie Babadook, but it reminded me of something in that. It got a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, the scariest movie ever.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, so we're very scared right now.
But Charlie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Scared. But good.
So I was wondering, can I get some advice from you guys?
Yes.
That relates to CVS?
Of course.
We would love to.
We're CVS experts.
Okay. Well, it's not really about CVS, but I'm going to make it work.
Okay.
So as none of you know, I am an RA at the University of Virginia.
I did know that.
I did not know you were an RA this year.
I am. But I have a group chat with all of my guys in it.
Okay.
They say some things, and I don't know what they mean, and I'm too afraid to ask because I don't want to seem uncool.
Okay.
Understandable.
Hit us with the lingo.
So, say, for example, one of my guys says, hey, do you want to come to CVS with me? And then some of my other guys will say, I'll slide. And I don't know if that means that they're going or they're not going, and I'm too afraid to ask.
I think sliding is like a movement term, so I feel like it's like you're going.
But at the same time, when I think of sliding, it could also be like, I'll pass.
I was also going to say that.
So
I'm going to Urban Dictionary it right now.
I'm going to say while we're deciding, it's a either yes or no. We're not going to give you a definitive answer.
Let's take votes. What do you think, Charlie?
I think it means that they're not going. Because sometimes when they say I'll slide, there seems to be some negative response, like, oh, okay, instead of like, yay. So,
okay, slide means to fight, slap, or punch someone.
Okay.
Slide means to leave. So that still doesn't answer our question. Are they leaving to go to CVS, or are they leaving the movement? Also a type of flip-flop. We all know the slide.
Big fan.
Yeah, Charlie loves
it. Honestly, I don't know.
There's
just like slide into DMs, let it slide. I'm going to say that they're not going because if you say, hey, let's go CVS, and they say I'll slide and they don't show up.
It might mean like I'm a dip, like I'm not going to go.
Yeah. And if they're not showing up after they say that, I assume it means that they're not going to go.
Option 12 of slide on Urban Dictionary says, to drop by or show up somewhere, to come through.
So, final answer, undetermined. Oh. We thought we were going to get that. Oh, well. So, anytime.
What was the last thing you bought at CVS, Charlie?
The last thing I bought at CVS was, I think, deodorant.
Oh, what kind?
I think it was Degree Cool Breeze.
Interesting.
Okay, not my first choice, but you know, exotic, different. I like it. Way to stay unique.
Thank you.
I respect that.
So keep it up, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and thanks for the advice.
Of course.
Anytime. We do it for the fans.
You could say we're the modern day Delilahs.
I don't know what that means.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you could.
Delilah.
Okay, well, still don't know what it means.
All right.
Okay, but I'm sure it's a great reference. All right.
Charlie's gonna slide.
He's gonna slide. You heard the term here first, folks. Okay.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye.
You have to hang up, yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Jesus, I'm so good at this. Anyway. All right, so our next song was requested by John Berger. You may have heard it earlier.
And Tasha Satsugiri.
Oh, and Tasha Satsugiri. So we're doing the CVS songs. We made it through our first round of CVS.
We're probably gonna make it through one more round.
Yeah, it took 30 minutes, so it'll take another 30 minutes. So this is Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Hit the track.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish. Pennies and dimes for a kiss. Wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
You took your time with the call. I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal at first sight, and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing.
Okay, so we just want to confirm that the noise was heard by our viewers.
Other viewers heard it, so we're not lying.
There is a ghost. The Babadook is in the studio, and we decide we're fine with it. Worst comes to worst, we die. So,
we have an update for Charlie.
Update for Charlie on his dilemma. Local straight boy, Matt Cavello, says that it means they're going. So, I'll slide means that they'll meet you at CVS, and they'll spend more than they planned.
Like us all. It's a just relatable thing.
We're really relatable here at C139.
Please follow for more relatable posts, or listen in for more relatable radio shows, I guess, is the word.
So, yeah.
Charlie says thank you, Matt. So,
yeah, if you have any more... anyone has more jargon or
we're willing to
colloquial terms that you need help with, we will help you out because we're the hippest things
on the block.
Yeah. We know terms below the Mason-Dixon line, above the Mason-Dixon line. So our boys listening at UVA, UMD, we got you. And right out here at Tufts, we also have you. So we have another V song coming at you.
We should probably talk about something else.
We should talk about something else.
Let's do the next thing. Gigi, your turn.
Oh, so the
this is our second PSA.
Okay. So do I just read that thing?
Yeah. Do you want to read it? Or
oh yeah. No, I didn't know if it was just like a take your. Okay. I'm just gonna read here. So hey, Freeformers, please do one donation. Oh wait, this isn't it. Use a PSA.
Oh.
You're dumb. You told me to read that. Okay.
Basically, donate to WMFO. So yeah. If you go to WMFO.org.
And you can either listen or there's a button that says donate or listen. Oh, my. I'm caught. Okay. So.
Because.
There's I'm not gonna curse on the radio, but there's a motherfucking ghost.
Okay, so basically donate.
Please don't
go away.
Or else the Babadook is going to kill us.
Oh my god, I need to go. Oh
okay, I say we leave early. I like say we go now.
No, I'm not leaving. We gotta stay true to our listeners.
Oh my god. I'm gonna die before my orgo test.
Okay,
Let's play the song.
Okay, this is Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
Hit the track.
Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head, I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your gentle hair and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over. Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Your house on offer for sale. Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. Now you're shopping and anywhere takes the color off your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine? That you were dodging all the time. Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your gentle head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over. Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think about all the things, what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender hair and the way you like to dig it. I want you to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over?
That was a quickie.
Yeah, that was a quickie.
We have some requests. First of all, hi, Dad.
Mr. Deal, I'm sorry I cursed, but I am so scared.
Yeah. So, Val Deal, he's listening in. So, let's give it up. Thanks, Dad. And we have another request by the one and only Charlie Fisher, who sent a very specific bitmoji. He asked, what does the word Liddy mean?
Liddy.
So, Gigi, let's take your guess.
Okay, so the term it's lit is used by all the kids these days.
The kids.
So if it's Liddy, I would say, like, that party was Liddy. Like, it was lit.
It was lit.
Or,
see, that is the top definition on Urban Dictionary. It says, when someone is very lit. So it's a person. Oh no!
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 Okay, the that literally the go. Okay, Also,
okay. Moving on.
My friend also just pointed out that if this was a like murder mystery or like horror, why are you looking at? Oh my God! Stop! Don't
no,
look!
No,
don't.
I'm not looking. I'm
okay.
Looking.
Anyway, this would be the perfect horror story. Two girls trapped in an old radio studio.
We're not talking about this. Okay, so
and
the
a
second
ghost
definition
in there.
For Liddy, Liddies. It's a plural now. Liddy, and then a word for breasts that rhymes with Liddy. You can take your guess. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it on air.
I wouldn't.
So think about that for a moment. Just ponder, mull it over in your mind.
And a third option.
The third option.
The popular girl name, Liddy.
Like Lydia. But
Lydia.
Okay, but the third option on Urban Dictionary is the word Liddy. Yes, my dad responded with the correct word. Thanks, Dad. That rhymes with Liddy.
Oh, nice.
And the word Liddy refers to literal spaz, someone who lacks intelligence or any sort of common sense can be marked as Liddy.
Well,
that's the three definitions on Urban.
Heard it here.
Yeah, so it's just an interesting word that can be used in
multiple
many contexts. And
okay, it's happening.
We're going to play a song.
It's totally happening. Okay. Oh my God, oh my God, okay, okay, okay. Oh, I'm playing it.
Wait, no.
This is Sunday Candy.
No.
I'm scared.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
money. Gotta move it slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been waiting for you, you're my Sunday king. Come on in this house. Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down.
Rain down. It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
You better come on in.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain. You gotta move it slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You got to move slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy.
Rain, rain, rain.
back again. Okay.
So, we're coming down the home stretch.
For the next shift.
So we're not scared anymore.
Yeah, but when we saw them pass the window, I peed myself. It's a good thing I picked up deodorant at doesn't even matter that I picked up deodorant at CVS, because I am so sweaty right now.
Yes.
And it's fear sweat. That's the worst type of sweat.
Not gonna lie, I tooted a little when I saw someone.
Yeah, it's a small studio, people.
We have seven listeners right now.
Oh, that's huge. Okay.
So it's pretty exciting.
Love it. And everyone's listening at a low bit rate.
Yeah, so...
Which means something that I forget.
No, okay. There's no one listening. I don't...
Anyway.
Just reload the page.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we don't have anything to talk about anymore. Maybe, let's say, like, our weekly obsession, what we like this week.
Okay.
That can be a new segment when we run out of things to say.
Our weekly obsession?
Yeah.
You go first. I don't know.
Well, I didn't have time to think about it.
Well, then why'd you think I had time to think about it?
I don't know. My weekly obsession is, and I will say it when I say it in...
Oh, I'll tell you my weekly obsession.
Okay, perfect.
Pinterest. I love Pinterest.
Yes.
I like going on Pinterest during community health and just looking up recipes for cookies and just thinking about how much I'd rather be eating those cookies than listening to my annoying... Sorry, I thought I heard the ghost. But, anyway...
Let's name the ghost.
It's literally the Babadook. The Babadook has a name.
Okay.
Again, if you haven't seen the movie The Babadook, it's around Halloween. It's a perfect time to cozy up.
A hot date, you know?
Ooh. Like, I know when I'm with a hot date, I want to cozy up.
And scream very loudly.
And scream as the Babadook tries to possess the young son.
So I guess my weekly obsession, is, warm showers. I'm really into them, you know, cause I sweat a lot this week and, you know, sometimes you're like, ooh, I want a cold shower, but it's getting a little chillier. You know, the seasons are changing. We've discussed that last week. So I'm really into warm showers right now. And Carm, the one shower in the bathroom, it doesn't get as warm as you want it to. So you got to go to the shower room and the one on the right.
That one
gets really hot.
I've never actually showered in the shower room at Carm. I've only showered where people pee and poop, which is not ideal when you think about it. I should probably use the, like, actual showers. But I use the locker room showers. So I'll fix that second semester when I don't have the locker room showers.
Yeah, so I guess... To get down to the nitty-gritty, my weekly obsession is the right shower in the Carm first floor shower room.
That's awesome.
you can get some tunes going.
Speaking of showers, my body wash is my also weekly obsession.
Okay.
It's the Philosophy Strawberry Daiquiri.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's virgin, right? Virgin Strawberry Daiquiri.
Yes, of course.
Non-alcoholic
body wash. That would be counterintuitive.
Also, it might sting a little. I wouldn't really know.
Oh, I have turf burn from falling on the field, just like eating it all the time.
Yeah.
Putting alcohol in that would burn.
That would
so
hurt.
Much. That's not what you want.
You hate
to see that. You hate to feel that.
You don't want to be associated with that kind of stuff. So.
So I think we did a terrible time.
Tonight? Yeah. It was not our best show. But in some ways... It was a pretty
good
show. It was a Liddy show.
I've learned a lot about loss and failures this weekend. And let me tell you, you learn from them. And this is a learning opportunity. We're going to come back next week thinking, we weren't prepared last time. What can we do better? How do we get back out there and prove to our fans that we're not failures? And you know what? We're going to forget we're gonna forget to remember that, and we're gonna be failures one more week.
And we're gonna just not repair.
But you know what? We'll be prepared for the Babadook.
Yes, we will be prepared.
Silver crosses, garlic, Bibles.
Is this one of the things where you put your PJs inside out?
PJs inside out. That's for a snow day.
Okay, so not the Babadook.
But no, not for the Babadook. But we could also do a snow day. It's October. I'm always down for a snow day.
Yeah, so our last song, I think it will work out.
Yeah, it'll work out.
Okay, so our last song, it does not start with C, V, or an S. So, once again, we've disappointed ourselves. But it applies to the second half of the show. And the song is called Turn It On Now Before the Babadook.
Okay.
Play it. It's Ghostbusters.
It's
track.
Ghostbusters. I don't know if this is it. Oh my god, this is the Babadook. Wait, I think it is.
Do you have Spotify playing in the background?
Oh, I do. I was like, that was weird. Okay, here we go.
We're starting it from the top.
LOL. I was like, that's a weird remix. Okay. So here we go.
I think we'll have enough time to talk at the end of this.
Okay, perfect. All right.
See you soon, kids. Back.
That was a great fade out.
Yeah, that was impressive. Val would be impressed. Val, text if you're impressed.
Okay, well. So That's it for
today.
Yeah,
so that's our show.
We didn't die.
A real roller coaster
of emotions.
A lot happened. We got a lot of callers. That was exciting.
Yeah.
If you're listening, feel free to call in. We love some good times with good people, I guess. I don't really know what I'm saying.
All right. So
so you've been listening to So Fresh, So Clean on with C139.
So Fresh, So Fine with C139.
On WMFO, Medford, Tufts only freeform radio. And up next, we have Gabe and James. And Gabe is James's brother. James is Gabe's brother. And it's going to be a great show. So thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Let's play a song.
Oh, I just kind of...
Okay, we just...
You want to just head up and...
So Gabe's going to come up with a song. My mom is impressed, Gigi, with your fade. So
thanks.
My dad has yet to...